New Millennium Entertainment presents Ash Wednesday, written and read by Ethan Hawke. Chapter 1, Introducing James Hartsock. I was driving a 69 Chevy Nova 370 4-barrel with mag wheels and a dual exhaust. It's a kick-ass car. I took the muffler out so it sounds like a Harley. People love it. I was staring at myself through the window into the driver's side mirror. I do that all the time. I'll stare into anything that reflects. That's not much of a flattering quality, and I wish I didn't do it, but I do. I'm vain as all hell. It's revolting. And yet, at the same time, I'm not even sure if I exist. Most of the time when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm checking to see if I'm still here, or else I'm wishing I was somebody else, a Mexican bandito or somebody like that. I have a mustache. Most guys with mustaches look like fags, but I don't. I touch mine too much, though. I touch it all the time. I don't even know why I'm telling you about it now. I just stare at myself constantly, and I wish I didn't. It brings me absolutely no pleasure at all. My fingers were frozen around the steering wheel. Albany in February is a black, sooty slab of ice. The woman on the radio announced the time and temperature, 8:42 and 23 degrees. Christy and I had broken up 15 hours earlier, and I was in a tailspin. I had my uniform on, the dress one. It's awesome. Military uniforms make you feel like somebody, like you have a purpose. Even if you don't, you feel special, connected to the past. You're not just an ordinary person, a civilian. You're noble. The downside of this walk of pride is, it's a fucking lie. This is my story. My orders were unbelievable. My lieutenant is an out-of-control, high-speed prick. This was his job. I had to inform some dude's wife that her husband had been shot in the head. The soldier's name was Private Kevin Anderson, and he'd been killed outside of Paradise the night before. Paradise is a bar where all the black dudes hang. Probably drugs or some kind of...